All right, today I'm here with Paul White and Steve Cole. Now, the way this Lunch with the Hero thing works is someone submits the name of a friend, family member, neighbor, coworker that served, and I usually will call that person and say, hey, this person submitted you for the lunch. So I called the number and got Steve on the phone, and he goes, hey, yeah, that's my father-in-law. I actually live with them. And he goes, I'm actually a veteran too. How about we both come? And I said, that's wonderful. So I got a two-for-one today. So we'll go with Paul first, and then we'll get to Steve after that. Paul, what branch of the military did you serve in?
I served in the Air Force. Actually, I was in the Air Force for 4 years.
Okay.
And I served in the Missouri Army National Guard 22 years.
After you got out of the Air Force? Mm-hmm. What years did you serve in the Air Force?
Went in 1950, got out in 1955, went to college, joined the National Guard after I got out of college because they offered me a job.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's great. That's awesome. And then made a career out of it. What'd you do while you were in the National Guard?
Well, I worked, actually, I had two or three jobs. I think I was a safety officer, and then they moved me up to, I managed the office, I guess. I was the ash and trash guy. But the colonel needed to be done.
Yeah.
I did that, but I managed the
I'm sure every day was different then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. What'd you do while you were in the Air Force?
I was an air policeman.
Oh, wow. So what's an air policeman?
A cop.
Yeah? So kind of like an MP, but just for the Air Force, yes. Essentially?
Actually, I went to the military police school because at that time the Air Force did not have
Air police school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Air Force was so new at the time.
Did you do anything in law enforcement after you got out?
As I say, I worked for the Army National Guard. Yes and no. I had a couple of projects. I helped the guys out.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Did you spend any time overseas?
No.
No time?
Tried every way.
Yeah, but just sometimes it's not in the cards for certain guys. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when I was on active duty, I really thought, hey, I can get overseas. So I went and talked to the old man. He said, what's your security clearance? I said, top secret. He says, go on back to work.
That was it. They needed you here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it was kinda neat.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was. That's pretty cool, though, that like I said, sometimes it happens, and no job is less than another. You know what I mean? It's all important, so that's really cool.
I enjoyed the military. That's why work for the Army National
Guard. Oh, yeah, of course. If you did 4 years and then stayed in 22 after that, of course you
uniform.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great career, and thank you so much for your service. Steve?
Yes.
What branch did you serve in?
I'm a Navy veteran.
Okay, so you're in the Navy. So he was Air Force, and Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. That's almost the full gamut represented here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. So what years did you serve?
I served from 1980 to partway into 1982.
Okay.
And was discharged honorably due to administrative reasons.
Okay.
That I just can't go into in the short span that we have.
Yeah, yeah.
I joined up not long after high school. I graduated high school in 79 and signed the I-do papers for the Navy in January 20th of 1980. At the time, there was whispers of the draft being reinstated, and I wanted to have a choice as to where I went. And I also, at that age, I was looking to move out on my own. Every job that paid enough to live out on my own, you had to have 2 years experience.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what better way to get some experience, serve my country, and do things that I would never do as a kid in Kansas City, Missouri. You know, so I got to be attached to, after basic training and a 4-week basic engineering school, I was attached to the USS Bainbridge CGN-25, the nuclear detachment support fleet to the Enterprise on the West Coast.
Wow.
And I was a non-nuke billet in the main power plant for about a year and a half, And then I transferred over to the auxiliary division to work with diesel maintenance and electromechanical engineering.
Wow, that's cool. Did you use any of that stuff after you got out?
Oh, I still do.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, in the late 80s, I cross-trained into electronics after some physical health problems. My back blew out on me.
Oh man, unfortunate. Yeah.
But I was working in a field that I used my training with at the time that happened. So
wow.
It's like, and while I was out doing service calls, I kept passing this school that said Electronics Institute. And I was like, something's ringing a bell about that place. When I was down for the count after that injury, I got to thinking and going, what am I going to do here? I've got a, I was married to my first wife at the time. We had a house payment. And,
yeah,
you know, it's like
bills, real life.
Yeah, life.
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to move forward to support this? And I made the decision to go to tech school. And basically, it's like I was sharing with Paul on the way up here that with my mechanical engineering background, it was just a matter of it being a 15-month vocabulary lesson.
Yeah.
to shift from, one technology to another. And I was fortunate enough to get in on the ground floor of home electronics and home computers.
Cool.
I got involved in that before Windows 3.0 happened.
Nice.
So the I've grown with the technology.
Yeah.
So today, it's taken me to the point where my income is through a military pension. I'm a service-connected disabled veteran,
mm-hmm.
and so is Paul. That provides my stable income, and my auxiliary income comes from being self-employed. Everything from plus and minus 5 volts DC, which is your basic computer voltage, all the way up to 480 volts AC.
Okay.
I'm qualified on all points in between.
Yeah.
So I do computer service. Sometimes people drop their computers off for me and I fix them at home, or I do a service call at home. Part of my service that I offer with that is a little in-home instruction of computer literacy broke down into plain English.
Yeah.
Because I got that started when I had to leave Kansas City due to more health reasons with my back and stayed at the Pont de Terre Lake area for a while I convalesced, and I developed a tech business there.
That's cool.
A lot of people at that time were like early retirees getting their first computer
so they could
email the pictures of the grandkids and all that. And so a lot of people didn't even know where the power button was.
Yeah.
So I took them from ground zero all the way up into, basic operation and understanding why, a certain level of why they work.
That's cool.
I still offer that as part of my service. Just something about my military training taught me a lot about integrity.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Well, thank you for your service as well.
I appreciate
that. What
did
you do after you got out of the military, sir?
Oh, well, I went to college.
Yeah? Mm. Where at?
Northwestern?
Yeah.
No, not.
Oh, North.
I went for one... one year I went to Salisbury State College in Salisbury, Maryland. My late wife was from Iowa, and she was a only child, adopted. Parents were farmers, and she wanted to get back with her parents. And I, of course, liked the parents, and I liked the Midwest, so we just packed up one day. In fact, I called a buddy of mine, and I said, I'm thinking about getting back out. He said, why don't you go to Northwest Missouri State College? Now it's Northwest Missouri State University.
Yeah.
I said, well, he said, little Cal College, everybody knows everybody, you'll really enjoy it. I said, okay, well, I'm going to have to move. He says, Bob and I, his older brother, they had a big old truck. He says, we'll just come out to Maryland and load you up and haul you back. So I need a place to live. So my wife's folks, it's about 8 miles from their home. They drove down there and rented a old house, 7-room house. Now mind you, I'm going to college on a GI Bill. I got a 7-room house, and it was $70 a month.
Wow. Golly.
I got there.
You would be lucky if you could get that for $7,000 this time.
Well, it's not a whole story. It gets better. Or, anyhow, well, I've got to go to work. So the second Sunday we were there, we got organized, you know, the house and so forth. Big old house. Beautiful old home. Oh. Big lot, huge trees all the way around it. Well, you saw it. Really a nice place. And so I went down to St. Joe, which was 40 miles, 42 miles away, and I stopped in the big department store. And a guy was decorating the window. That's what I did before I went in service.
Oh, wow.
And I knew how to run a printing press, you know, the old slide where you put the things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I knew that. So I went and talked to him. He says, no, we don't hire anybody, part-time people. He says, why don't you go across the street and talk to a fellow over there? He's a commercial artist. He does some window decorating. He might put you on a job. So I walked over, went up the steps. And here was his drawing table, and there he was lettering with a brush.
Just to say, all by hand, all freehand?
Yeah, script.
Wow.
I mean, he's a bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lost art.
He says, we've had a lot of problems with people, you know, part-time people. I said, well, I can trim windows and I can do anything you ask me to do. I need a job. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, you know, we've had bad luck and everything. Okay, so I drove back home. I was pretty blue. I needed a job or I was going to have to quit college and go to work. So, got home, went in. There was probably 17 guys sitting in the living room watching football game. They were guys from my fraternity. There wasn't a house. They didn't have a house at the time. So, you can draw whatever you think there. But anyhow, so Carla, my wife, late wife, she said, fellow from St. Joe called, wants you to call him back right away. I called him back and he asked me, he said, I've got a silk screening job to do. And I said, how big is it? He says, there's probably 60 or 70 signs. And he says, can you do silk screening? I said, I don't know the progress. I never silk screened in my life. I knew what it was, but I had never seen it done. So he says, well, could you come down this? I had 5 days to learn how to silk screen.
Wow.
So I talked to the art teacher, and she says, yeah, there's a couple of books. And she gave me an idea, and she gave me this book, A, B, C, D, how to do things on silk screen.
And that's how you learned?
Yeah, that's how I learned.
Wow. And you got the job.
I got the job. How long? I worked all the way through college, and even after I graduated from college.
Same guy?
Thank God.
Really? God, I can't believe you did that stuff by hand.
Boy, I'll tell you, they treated me like a son.
That's cool.
And in fact, I don't have it, but my son has it now. I did a lot of work for a photographer. I trimmed his windows, and it was really neat. I got to know him. He says, well, you got a little boy. Why don't you bring him down? I'll take a picture of him. Boy, he did. Beautiful picture of this kid. Then the boss's wife, Mr. Starr's wife, she did an oil painting of it. About the same as well, beautiful thing. Anyhow, it was an interesting life.
That's cool. That's really cool. Well, both you guys, Steve and Paul, thank you for your service. Food's here, and thanks for coming to lunch with me today.
Well, a little bit more I'd like to toss in that I do. Is along with being the bass player for Layers Deep, which I'm sure you've heard of,
uh-huh.
Me and the second guitarist, front vocalist, have had the group going for about 5 years. We will be at Carrie's November 15th.
Cool.
I invite every deep cut classic rock fan to come out and check out the show, because we have Bob Hagen on drums and vocals now, and a good friend of mine has just joined up with us, Stasz Kostuch from Krakow, Poland, who is one of the most phenomenal guitar players I've ever worked with.
That's cool.
My life.
Awesome.
So come on out, make a lot of noise. I record every show live, and all they have to do is send me a message on the Layers Deep page on how to get their copy.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming to lunch today. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the lunch.
Yeah,
I'm always down for free food.